From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. It appears U.S. President Donald Trump will be meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president made that announcement on Friday.
We now have a date and we have a location. We'll be announcing it soon.
Mr. Trump also addressed news of the possible release of Americans in North Korea. He said that substantive talks were taking place. He also alluded to the possibility of good things happening soon, so the public should say, stay tuned. The president also said U.S. troop deployment in South Korea was not on the table for the summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. The United States is promising to hold China to account for what officials describe as a dangerous and reckless use of lasers near a U.S. military base in Africa. VOA's Doug Bernard has more.
In a brief statement released Friday, China's defense ministry said the accusations were false. Foreign ministry spokesman Hua Chunying said the Chinese side had conducted, quote, serious checks into so-called criticisms and told the U.S. that these accusations were groundless. According to U.S. defense officials, the lasers were fired from the Chinese military base in Dorele on at least three occasions, resulting in minor eye injuries for two American pilots. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Burundi has announced a six-month ban on broadcasts by Voice of America and the BBC. The ban is set to begin on Monday. VOA has two FM transmitters in Burundi that will likely be shut down if the government follows through on the ban. Listeners, however, can still tune in to VOA on shortwave, the internet, or on nearby transmitters in neighboring countries. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. AP correspondent.